Miriam is back from Orlando, and we have all her Disney Resort trip details, and we'll return to discuss the ultimate Disney park question, Disneyland or Magic Kingdom? And we're going to talk Secret Life of Pets Off the Leash and Velocicoaster. Whoa, all this and so much more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks
Podcast.
How's that one?
It was good.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic, the We Like Theme Parks Podcast.
Yo. Bring it back now.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Hi to the ho-yo. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and intrepid Disney reporter from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. Miriam, what's happening? You're back.
I'm back. Yes.
Yeah.
So excited.
I'm excited. I'm super excited. We missed you.
I missed you guys, too. Aww. Wish you could have been there.
Welcome back.
Oh, we wish.
Welcome back.
Yeah. And then guess who that guy is? Yeah. That is comedian, Diz Nerd, and High School, the musical, the series, the super fan. It's Mark Andrada. Hey, Mark.
I do enjoy that show.
I enjoy
the show, and I enjoy the songs and the music, and I enjoy the performances and the writing. I enjoy the show.
I finished the whole thing over the weekend. I'm very sad.
I've been watching them one at a time. I'm savoring them like
a... That's very smart. I just like couldn't control myself.
Like an expensive bonbon. Yeah. Like, you know, you put it in your mouth. I think about this all the time. Did you read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes.
You read it, not watched the movie, but read. So there's that part in the book where he puts a little piece of chocolate on his tongue and he talks about how he lets the chocolate spread all over his tongue. And then he's like, but then the other way to eat chocolate is to just gobble it up and let it fill your mouth completely.
Mm-hmm.
I think about that like once or twice a month. because I do both. You know what I mean? Like I'll take like a little bit of like chocolate or food or something and I'll do that and then I'll just gobble the whole thing up.
Yep. Very relatable.
If our listeners haven't read this book, they should read this book.
So the moral of the story is don't gobble up High School, the musical series. You just got to.
No.
You gotta just
Have you like, tried it yet? It's very hard not to gobble it up.
Really?
Yeah. I think both are valid. I think gobbling it up is just as good as savoring every morsel.
You know, in the spirit of all of us sampling new things and trying new things on for size, I'm definitely going to get into it. Because I was talking to Miriam earlier, and Miriam, I heard you got your feet wet with a little ducks action. Quack, quack. How'd that go?
I'm not sold on it. I gotta be honest. I really wanted to like it, but I'm just not a Lauren Graham fan at all.
Lauren Graham.
Kids are cute, but I've also seen the story. It's just the Mighty Ducks over again.
Wow, so. but funnier and cuter. It is. I like it better. They feel even like...
I like the podcast kid. He's hilarious.
Right?
But the rest of the kids, I'm not really into. Like, they're kind of bratty. I'm just not... I don't know. I'm not really into the show. I've tried. I really did.
I like the cosplayer girl.
She's okay.
I don't know. I think it's fun. I don't know. It's really... I like that they have more girls on the show, and it's not just like, my sister's on the team. You know, like...
Yeah, like it's not the storyline is not that there's a girl on the team.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. It's just regular. And they want the best one off of the ducks is a girl, which I liked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. I think it's Lauren Graham. She's ruining it for me a bit.
So you're not a Gilmore Girl kind of girl is what I'm
cleaning
here. Yeah. I always felt dumb watching that show. It's like, I'm not smart. Like, you know, these girls are just talking a mile a minute and it's not computing. And people just don't talk like that. And then that's kind of like, well, every time I see Lauren Graham, that's all I think about. But I love these kids. And that podcast kid.
He's hilarious.
I just want to take him home. I just want him to like be my kid. Can that kid be my kid? Harumph, dad. You know, kid is so cute. Oh, I love him. Yeah. I sound like a dad, don't I? A dad who wants a son. I have two girls. Oh, man.
I mean, you can listen. You're moving soon. You can go for a third.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? I'm old, man. I don't know. I'll ask my wife, though.
No, don't say that. How old are you?
I just had my birthday, man.
You don't have to say. You're right.
I'm up there.
You're not old. You got energy. You're good. You can do it.
My wife is younger, so that's pretty good. Let's ask her. Deb, do you want another kid? I don't know.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what she said. From the couch, from the peanut gallery. I don't know. When we record the podcast, Debbie is usually only like 10 feet away, completely not listening, like, you know, reading a book or.
I mean, fair enough. Yeah. I'm in the podcast and I'm not listening.
Oh, well, let's say, why don't we sell some shirts with that? You know, here, if you want to turn off for a second, don't listen to this.
TeePublic presents. It's your shout out.
TeePublic is where you can find all kinds of Diz, Nerdy, and Universal t-shirts. You go to our website, welikethemeparks.com, click on t-shirts, shop from the page, poke around. It's a cool way to support us when you get something, and you can get cool gear for the parks. Today, I'm giving a shout out to our friend. It's at Jim Travels Disney. It's our friend Jim Klein. He's a travel expert. He's a great guy. Check out his cool page. He asks a lot of fun Disney questions and posts some great pics. Check him out. Jim, thanks for hanging out with us, buddy. Anybody else got one today?
Yeah. My Insta shout out is at Disney Park Mark. And yes. I've shouted him out before, but I just have to say, so we all know of my obsession with dresses, and I have a new one, a new castle dress dream. Mm-hmm. And I posted a picture of it on my story, and I was asking, like, does this look like Tinkerbell to you or Ariel? And he came back with several vision boards of what this dress could be dressed up as a bound for.
Yeah.
So I just have to say a huge thank you to Disney Park Mark. And he put a Mary Blair one together that I can't wait to do. And he sent me the cutest little Mickey paint, like, clutch bag in the mail just because he's that sweet. So what? Disney Park Mark, you're the best.
That's
the
so
vision
nice.
Boards I couldn't thank you enough for, and now this paint bag.
Oh my goodness.
It's so cute. So that's next so time sweet. I'm in Disneyland, it's happening. I'm doing several bounds with one dress.
Wow.
Cool. That's so nice. So,
that's amazing.
You're the best.
Fans don't send me anything. What's going on?
Well, you got to connect with them on fashion, apparently.
Oh, man. Yeah. That is not my forte.
Really? People send me stuff all the time, too.
I know. I'm the only one, man. They're like, that guy? Nah. Nah.
I'm just kidding. Nobody sends me.
Mark and Miriam? Oh, yeah. Bondo? Pass. Hard pass. Well, yeah, Insta shout out for everybody, for all those good friends. Wow, I need a bag or something. I need a clutch. I want one of those. What's the bag that all the kids have now, the Disney fans? What's the backpack? Like
a lounge fly?
A lounge fly. Yeah, that just sounds cool. Yo, I got my lounge fly.
They're so small. I don't know what you would be able to fit in there.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I just thought, I guess because these like little girls have them, they look regular size.
Oh my gosh, I just looked it up. Yes, I know exactly what these are, and I think Chris absolutely needs one.
Yeah. But I want like a
maybe
80s
one of the glitter ones.
No, I saw like a 80s
there's
one.
This Disney awesome. Gucci one. Oh, that's a Disney Gucci one for like $4,000.
What?
We got to get you this.
Oh my goodness. Well, maybe I'll have a fashion connection with somebody and I'll get this 80s Gucci lounge fly bag. You never know. All right, let's get into some more show.
Talking about news.
Okay, you can call this news or you cannot call this news, but let's talk about a couple new rides, one that's open, one that's about to open, and something that connects the two of them. If you haven't seen it, Universal Studios Hollywood, Secret Life of Pets Off the Leash has just opened up recently, and it is, I'm going to throw this out there, I think it's the best dark ride in Universal Studios. It is incredible. Have you guys seen this thing yet?
Okay, hold on.
It looks pretty cute.
The best dark ride, like that includes like The Mummy.
Yep. Well, The Mummy's kind of a coaster, but
it's pretty dark.
Amazing. It is dark, but it's
and
a coaster.
And the Harry Potter, the Forbidden Journey was a dark ride.
Kind of more of a kooka. Yeah, it's not as high impact. It's not as intense, but as a dark ride in a Haunted Mansion kind of way, you know, like is it a slow
rolling
thing?
Okay, like a slow moving. Gotcha.
This thing is bonkers. It is. Mark, have you seen anything on this yet, Mark?
No. No, I haven't. You told me and I didn't watch it.
I did.
You absolutely told me and I forgot until I think I was doing something when you texted me and I didn't watch it. And now I feel like a fool.
Yeah. All right, Mark. Well, you want to take a second? You can just watch this real quick.
Okay.
All right. Mark is going to watch it in 3, 2. All right. Mark, what did you just think?
I don't know. Now I've got that song stuck in my head. the Justin Timberlake feel like dancing song. That's not what it's called. You know the one I'm talking about.
I think so. I think so.
Is that what it's called? I Feel Like Dancing?
Happy? No.
No.
No, that's the Pharrell. That's from a different Pharrell. Movie. That's from the Trolls movie.
Despicable Me.
Despicable Me. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Two? Despicable Me 2, even. Anyway, what a ride. Like, come on. That like, dark ride-wise, it's pretty intense. Like, you've got animatronics in the queue. Like, not one or two. Like, all over the place. The queue is so intense. Like, walking through the apartments, all the apartments of all the dogs and cats and pets that you would meet in the building from the film. Mm-hmm. And then you find out, I guess, that you're a dog. you're a pet and you need to be, you go on this adventure. And at the end, you get adopted. Spoiler alert. Wow. Like, what a brilliant idea. A fun concept. Beautiful. It's gorgeous. There's, because I guess they're pets, like they're small animatronics. There's a zillion of them. It's bonkers.
I mean, that one dog is pretty big. He's true. In it a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah. But it flows, right? It's like they, you know, they get up into a lot of like nonsense, like a lot of Chippendale mix em ups, you know? I think the
mix em ups. Mix em ups, he calls them.
Is that not a mix em up? Tear em up? I don't know.
The what? Mess around.
Mess around.
Mess that's around. It. You rube.
I know. But the rabbit's up to a nefarious plot that goes sideways, you know, but there's a big happy ending. The ride vehicle's like a box, a cardboard box.
I like the alley cat portion.
Oh, yeah. That's super fun. It's a beautiful attraction with a beautiful queue. It's got music. It's got adventure. It's got everything. Great blend of practical and there's some video. There's some projection. There's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. There's that moment when you're scrolling through, you're riding through and there's you just see a bin of fireworks. And I was like, uh-oh, there's going to be trouble. It's great. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. It looks like a lot of fun. Also, I looked it up. The name of the song by Justin Timberlake is Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yes.
And that's from the Trolls movie.
Yeah, it's
but
not.
But I thought I heard it at the end of that Secret Life of Pets ride.
No.
So what's going on, Universal? A little inconsistent, I think.
So this is a great ride. It's a great attraction, but there's one little problem with it.
Yeah, that Justin Timberlake song is in the wrong movie.
One of the things you didn't see is that this ride actually requires a 40-inch waist limit. There is a seat, a test seat out front. And if you're a larger type like myself, you might not be able to ride this dark ride. There's no inversions. It doesn't even go fast. You're in a box, but for some reason... you got to have a tiny butt to get into this box. So there's been a lot of upheaval with a lot of fans being like, I can't get on this dark ride. Like, dark rides are supposed to be for everybody. I get it. Maybe a coaster isn't built for me. It is what it is. But to see a dark ride.
Even that.
Well, even, yeah. Listen, you can build attractions for, or you can build coasters for all sizes. It's only been until recently that there's been these kind of weight restrictions. I mean, at first it happened with Hagrid's. I remember Hagrid's came out. I haven't been on Hagrid's yet. I was like, am I going to be able to squeeze into that? I don't know. And, you know, like, right. Is my heart going to be broken? Do I got to go on a diet before I go on these rides? And listen, man, you can't have a theme park and offer me these humongous donuts and things and then say, no, you can't go on my rides. You know, fatten up. Now you can't get on anything. What?
You make a great point. It's right? Very funny.
If they were like, have a salad, chill out, you can go on anything. But no. They want me to eat.
Salad.
Yeah.
Imagine
man.
There's just these kiosks selling you salads outside.
There's not like signs that say in moderation on the front. No, man. They're like, blow your brains out. You're here. Calories don't count. Yeah, apparently they do here because I can't ride this ride. And now I heard that the Velocicoaster has the same thing. It also has a 40-inch waist limit. You know, I know I've been on Hulk. And I remember going on Hulk and then being like, maybe you need the big boy seat. And I was like, okay. And there's a seat for big boys. And I sat in the big boy seat. It's near the front. It's pretty dope. And, you know, I hulked out, right? No problems. I usually am able to get on most rides. So when I saw that the two cool new rides that were coming from Universal might be two rides that I can't get on. And, you know, I live around a 40 waist. You know, I might, on a good day, maybe I get in. But, you know, if I hit up all the food, if I eat all your donuts, I might not make it. This is a huge bummer. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I'm a little peeved and I'm not feeling it, man. Yeah.
I don't understand like why they've moved to something like this because I truly don't see it happening at Disney. I feel like they are making their rides, you know, body shape accommodating for everyone. And they always have. And in fact, they have changed their rides to make them more accessible. So it seems really weird to me that Universal is kind of going the opposite direction and making their rides less accessible to everyone.
Well, I wonder if the argument there is, well, maybe Universal's a little bit more thrill impact with their
attractions. But a dark ride like this?
Exactly.
Why go for this? And you can see in that video, it's because each, you know, there's two seats within each cardboard box that you're in. Mm-hmm. Whereas most of those dark rides have like a sort of a bench seat. Mm-hmm. And then the lap bar goes over each seat instead of like one long lap bar. So I don't really understand why they had to do that with this ride. It doesn't move so fast that you get whipped out of it, I don't think. But yeah. maybe we're not seeing how fast it's actually going. But it's an Omni Mover. It's all on one belt. So I can't imagine. Very fast.
Man, and it just pivots and turns. It doesn't articulate or anything like that. It literally looks left, looks right, looks left, looks right. So why? Why is there this tiny seat with the lap bar? So maybe I can't ride it. I don't know. But it stinks. Yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm wildly disappointed.
I hope at least, at the very, 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 very least, I hope they have like a car outside before you get in line.
They do.
I think they do.
Oh, they do? Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Because I've seen that happen. That happened to a friend of mine, and they've since put one outside of this ride that I'm thinking of. But, I mean, we lined up, and we got to the front, and they told them no.
Right. Yeah, that happened to a friend of mine as well, and at a couple rides in Universal, actually.
Yeah.
It was a rough day, you know?
Yeah,
that's the other thing.
Sucks.
It's like an embarrassment factor at the end of the day, too, that I think is unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I don't know. It's a bummer to me that they've gone this way.
I just feel like they're like, it's more work to have a unique seat. It's just another layer of comprehensiveness, maybe. Like, well, it makes it more difficult. You got to line up in this certain spot because you have to go in this certain car. Or maybe that car only comes around every like four cars.
But why make a car this specific to a certain body type? It's just really weird to me.
You
could have just made a bench.
Yeah.
Really could have just made a bench.
Yeah. Like most Omni Movers are. Or this seat actually looks a lot to me like Midway Mania, and there's no problems there. I've never seen anyone not be able to ride Toy Story Mania.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
It's the same mechanism. Like, why didn't they make those lap bars more forgiving?
I'm interested to see what unfolds just kind of out there in the ether, like with fans and with the media. But the fact that they're two big rides coming out and they're boxing out a very unique section of people that are a big part of their, you know, like they come to the parks. They're a big part of their eating their nasty food. And
yeah, but and I mean, it's not even that. Like you're making it sound like it's just people. I mean, there are like, I have friends who are professional wrestlers and they're huge.
Yeah.
They're huge dudes. And it's like, they might not be able to fit in that, because that's just the way they're built.
Yeah.
Like that's even, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't, anyway, that seems like such a wild choice. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up because I'm disappointed. Like these two new rides, I might not get into either of them. Plus Hagrid's. Like, I don't even know I'm going to go to Universal. Like I love Universal because I love their rides and they are more impactful. Mm-hmm. How can I fit into everything? And then all of a sudden recently they've decided, no, you know what I mean? I had no problem going on the other coasters before. Now it's just, nope, we're making them smaller. Why? Anyway.
Maybe we're reading this all wrong. Maybe this is to like dissuade pregnant people from getting on the ride. Maybe that's what it is. I'm joking.
I'm like, what?
I just went to Disney with a pregnant person and she didn't want to ride much. So
I don't think a pregnant person should probably be getting on Hagrid's. Honestly.
No, it's
probably dangerous.
Yeah, we were looking at the list of things that Kiara could ride in Universal, and there was nothing. She couldn't ride a single thing.
Really?
No. And the list of, you know, Universal has a page that's like things you can enjoy at Universal when you're pregnant, and it was literally like parades, shows, and then restaurants.
Yeah,
so funny.
Yeah. Dine for two. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
but also Poseidon, right? You can do Poseidon.
Totally. Yeah. Show, right? It's fine.
That's the one. It's more of an experience, but anyways.
Yeah.
And
she had a great time. She just wanted to hang out in Diagon Alley. So it wasn't like a huge thing, but it was very funny reading that list. I was like, oh, so nothing.
Well, you know what? Let's not. I'm already bummed out about this thing. I want to talk about happier things. You just mentioned it, your trip. Let's get into your trip. It's trip report time.
Segment time.
How was your trip, Miriam?
It was so fun. I can't wait to go back. I loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
My feet were done by the end of the week, but it was all worth it.
So Miriam just came back from her expedition to Orlando with some of our great friends in podcast town, obviously with Kiera in the middle of a fairy tale, Tinker J, Jeanette, and the Body by Beignet gals, and Cause Amelia. Like, what an amazing group of bounders. Why don't we start with bounding on the East Coast and then just give us the whole skinny, man. I want to hear, because it sounds like you guys were rock stars. Essentially.
I mean, it's funny because I think we stood out like a sore thumb because it seems like East Coast doesn't bound a whole lot. So
interesting.
It was a little bit overwhelming bounding there because we just had so many people talking to us. So that was new because you see bounders all over the place in Disneyland and you'll get the occasional like, oh, I like your outfit. But this was a lot. And we kept changing. So people would be like, wait a minute. I think we saw you in something else earlier. So that was very funny because most people, again, in Disneyland wouldn't even notice you, let alone that you were in an outfit that was different in the morning and then versus the afternoon. So that was pretty funny.
That's great.
But man, bounding more than one outfit there was really intense. Their locker system is so funny compared to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
It's tiny. I just wasn't even prepared. People just don't use lockers there.
No, they don't.
Which I think it's madness. I would never want to go to the park without having a place to stash my stuff.
Yeah,
but, have to.
Yeah, they only have them at the park. I mean, ours are at the park entrance too, but they're a little bit closer walking distance. Like ours are halfway down Main Street. This was seriously before even the opening gate, like where you rent strollers.
Yeah.
So that was a really intense thing to be walking that far to go get our stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And people just don't use them there, I guess.
Well, I guess why would they though, right? I guess they're all staying in hotels, right? And they've left their stuff back in their hotel. Whereas
I guess, but in Disneyland, that's even further than walking to a locker.
Yeah, but they're trained to pack light. You know, they're going like, I guess people who are day tripping are going to Disneyland, right? So they bring all their GAC and stuff. But people who are at Disney World are like, they're there for a week.
Yeah,
everything. That could be. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. So that was interesting. We definitely learned some new tricks on how to not be back and forth to the locker as much as we normally are.
Smart.
So that was helpful. But I can understand why people aren't bounding there as much because it is so oppressively hot there compared to Disneyland. But Kiera and I were kind of talking about it, like, would you rather be hot in a not cute outfit or hot in a cute outfit? Like, I'm gonna pick the cute outfit, you know. You're gonna feel the same either way, so you might as well wear something you like.
So is the bounding the highlight of the trip for you guys, or was it some just getting on the rides? Like, because I know Kiera hasn't been there in a long time.
She's only been there once, and it was many years ago, and she only went to Magic Kingdom. So this was, most of it was brand new to her. And yeah, we mostly just bounded. We did ride some things, but that was really, you know, because she's pregnant, she couldn't ride a ton of the stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been before, so I don't need to ride every single ride. So it was mostly just being there and eating all the snacks and bounding for us this trip. So
as far as the accommodations, you were staying at Pop.
Yes.
How'd you feel about Pop? Because I love Pop.
Pop is great.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was really cute. I love all the gigantic, weird statues all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the 80s block. And so I feel like our taglines were hilarious. And we were like close to the 90s. And we had that big like computer keyboard right above us.
Yeah.
Said something like, whatever, surf the net. So it was literally every day we would laugh coming home because it's just so absurd. But the rooms were nice, I thought. And the Skyliner connection was so nice.
Right.
So
between that and all the upgraded rooms at Pop, it's a really good value.
Like, yeah.
And now they have those Murphy beds. They really double down.
Yeah, that was honestly the best. Like being able to get the bed out of the way because it really was like a tornado went off in our room with all of the bounding, so that was nice to be able to stow it.
I saw your Instagram story where you just couldn't find your trash can because it was underneath a bunch of dresses.
Piles of dresses. It literally hid two trash cans, not even just one. I'm like, where the heck is the trash can? And then, under three dresses that are as big as this hotel room.
So were you guys swimming in the computer pool?
Oh, totally. Yeah. And then we weren't that far from the big main pool. And there's that bar that's right next to it.
Yes.
Clutch. Yeah.
I remember going to Pop with my dad came down to visit. My dad was just in Florida, like you rented a like a condo just to chill for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. We were in Disney. We're like, Dad, come visit us in Disney. And all he did was hang at that bar. He was just he was the king of that bar for about 3 days. They're like, Peter. He's like, hey. Where's your grandkids? Oh, over there. Give me another Budweiser. You know.
That's anyway, hilarious.
Yeah. So it's a fun spot. I got to say, even though it's like tons of kids, it doesn't feel that way. Like, because there's so much space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because you can cruise over the Hourglass Lake and get over to Art of Animation, and there's some cool, fun stuff to do over there. There's like slides and fun things. It's really great. It's you'd figure with all those rooms, it would be congested, and it isn't.
No. And they're like not at full capacity right now. So sure. I was wondering what that felt like at full capacity, but it didn't feel overcrowded to me at all. And it was just really nice. And then one of the days we went over to Coronado,
oh, yeah,
where Tinker Jay was staying. Mm. And oh my gosh, those towers that they built, the Grandestino, it was, yeah, the most beautiful hotel I've been in a long time.
Really?
Like, it was just amazing. So, and that pool was really nice.
You rock the pool. That's the pool.
You can get like to go three bridges from there. So we had dinner with them, yeah, and it was like magical. So it was really nice, like having both worlds. You,
yeah,
know? Ours was definitely fun times, chill. And then theirs was super nice, like have a good meal.
Tinker Jay fancy. Tinker Jay, yeah, fancy, man.
Like, it was, oh, awesome. I love having a fancy friend there.
I would say outside of, is it Boardwalk that has the big pool? Was it Yacht?
Sure.
It's a Yacht or Boardwalk has like the pool.
Oh, and Yacht and Beach. Yeah, they, yeah, have that crazy one with the crazy sand pool bottom. The
Coronado is like number two pool, like the number two pool on property. It's got that pyramid. So, yeah, bad. Mm. So, mm-hmm, beautiful.
Wow. Yep. And Nola, it was just fun watching their daughter go down the slide 100 times. And
cute. You know, that's so cute.
It was great. Good time.
All right. So in the parks, when we're talking parks, did you have some highlights, some like rides that you hadn't been on yet? I just need some park highlights, man.
Park highlights. I think our best day was definitely Animal Kingdom. I love that park so much.
Yeah,
and
so good.
We went on pretty much every ride you could go on there. And, yeah, that was really fun. That was actually, yeah, the most pregnant friendly park, I would say. Key couldn't go on Dinosaur, Everest, and Flight of Passage, but, mm-hmm, we did everything else, and, yeah, it was so fun. And it was like not quite as hot that day, so that, yeah, was nice. And that's the only park with shade, I've decided. So we had, yeah, a great time at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, Jumbo.
And Epcot, I finally rode Frozen.
And?
That was fun. Yeah. I do have to say, I felt a little like maybe they could have done better with the animatronics on that ride, other than the Elsa one at the very top. I think the, yeah, projections on their faces is a kind of a strange choice, but it was that queue is so cute going through Arendelle and,
yeah,
all of that.
And the spa, the I forget the name of that, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Oaken, yeah, yeah, the
big summer blowout. Yeah,
Oaken Springs.
Yeah, wandering, yeah, yeah, Oaken, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hilarious. It was so cute. And this is so funny. My family truly does just get drunk at all the booths around the world. So, yeah, we've literally never gone into any of the pavilions.
Yeah.
So we did that this time. I was blown away by France. I had no idea how beautiful that pavilion was.
Yeah.
Because we literally just stop at the booth and then move on.
Right.
My family doesn't even know, I think, that there's things to do back in those areas.
Yeah, so. L'Impressions de France. Come on, get in there.
Yeah. And so we went to the bakery there and, mm-hmm, had the best croissant sandwich I've ever had in my life, even, yes, when I went to France.
Mm-hmm.
This thing was amazing. In fact, Kiara and I tried to go back that night to get one for breakfast for the morning, and we literally missed the closing by like 10 minutes. So,
oh,
that was, it was such a bummer. We were so sad.
Brutal.
But so good. And then going inside the Mexico Pavilion, I'd never done that either, and that was amazing and beautiful. And you can definitely tell Joe Rohde designed that one.
Oh, did he? I didn't know that. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like so much different than all the other ones,
yeah,
you know, and it's beautiful inside, so that was fun.
I love how you just talked.
We rode Grand Fiesta Tour, which I'd never ridden before.
That's right. And what did you think? What did you think? That's Chris's favorite ride. Let's remind our listeners that this is Chris's favorite ride. He loves this ride, right?
It's up there. I love the three cabs. The cabs are my boys.
It was a very nice break.
Yeah.
And I'll say that.
They had, were the boys on stage at the end? No, they're all gone, right?
No, they're like little wooden cutouts. Right,
oh,
now,
really?
So I must have just caught the tail end of them. Sorry for the pun on those birds. But
did you? Right? Oh, you didn't see the one where Panchito was literally a plant? Like they had a house plant out there.
Oh, you know
all three.
All three of them were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't see the one where, like, I wasn't sure if it was Panchito or Donald was like, fell over. Like, he was just like.
Yeah. Are they refurbishing them or are they just never going to put them back out there? Does anyone know?
I would think they're going to refurbish it because, you know. The thing that was weird to me is, though, I feel like I saw a version of that where the three of them were gone and it was a screen and they were like singing and dancing on the screen behind on that stage. Maybe.
Now it's wooden cutouts of them.
So maybe they're doing something to that whole section there, but that's a big part of the ride. You need those animatronics. It lifts it up a lot, but it's such a nice cruise. I love the pyramid section at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's kind of mystical.
It was pretty. Yeah. It was like I said, it was a really nice break. We had walked like 10 miles that day, so we were glad to get on something that moved slowly.
Yeah, my kids love that ride.
Through some scenery, you know?
I got to say, I'll just happen to note that you just mentioned your two favorite pavilions, the finalists for the World Showcase Showdown, France and Mexico. So,
oh man,
just saying.
I can understand why at this point.
Yeah, right. We picked the right ones.
I got to say, France is edging Mexico out, though.
Oh, be careful. Be careful. Did you go to the tequila bar? Get some tequila?
No.
Okay.
Missed sure out. Didn't.
Yeah. Well, I just figured because your pedigree with your family, I figured that's where you're going to swing by. But that's okay.
Nope. And then in Hollywood Studios, we got to ride Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And that is one of the most beautiful rides I've ever been on in my life.
Amazing.
If the line hadn't been so long, we would have gone on it twice. But there was literally no shade in that area. We were dying of heat. Right. It's so... They should
right
put,
out front, right?
Yeah, and the extended queue right now is so far back, and there's just no cover. I hope that they do something with that because it's really hard to stand for that.
Yeah,
But so worth it.
Yeah.
May I ask, how long did you wait in line for that one?
That line. So the nice thing about it being not as full and no fast passes, the longest we waited for anything was an hour. Typically, if you don't have a fast pass, I feel like you're waiting at least 2 hours for anything. And so I think that one was our longest at about an hour. And it didn't feel quite as long as that, but it just was super hot. There's no cloud cover. And
I think you did all right.
Gotten sunburned by then, so I was really feeling it.
You know,
otherwise, we would have gotten right back in line.
Tinker J sent us some pictures today. And it was like, you got some sun, guys. You got some sun on that ride.
It was an intense week for sure.
I would say an hour.
Because
is not
of all
bad.
The bounding, I literally lost my sunscreen amongst all of the dresses and things and couldn't find it until I was repacking my bag. So that was another issue.
Whoops. So you made your way through all the parks. You want to talk about your Universal situation? Because you spent a day there, got magical.
Yeah, we mostly spent our time in Harry Potter World. We should have had a rest day somewhere in our trip. And sitting for a whole year and then walking that much in 1 week was a lot. So we spent most of our time in Diagon Alley. And then we had to wait we wanted Kiara to be able to see the Hogwarts Express because she's Harry Potter crazy and has never been on it. And that was the longest wait and it broke down right before we got on it. So we did wait like an hour and a half for that. And just standing that long waiting for something was a lot. So once we got over to Islands of Adventure, we were kind of in Hogsmeade for a while and we rode Forbidden Journey and then we kind of just made our way out. So I mean, that day was really light and there wasn't really anything Kiara could ride. So
you walked right by Poseidon's Fury.
Those were actually really long wait times. Like the Mummy was an hour and a half and it just felt like, I don't know if we're going to wait for some of these things, you know, and most of the rides in Universal make me very sick anyway. So that was mostly just like a scenery and going in all the stores kind of thing that day. So Kiara was completely overwhelmed with Diagon Alley and it was very fun to watch that and just be in there for a while.
I can't believe that's all you got in there. I love that park.
Yeah, we were going to try and ride Hagrid's, but what we didn't realize is they've instated a virtual queue. So by the time we realized that they have a virtual queue now, all the spots were gone. But the nice thing about their virtual queue as opposed to Rise of the Resistance is they have four openings in one day.
Okay.
So they have a morning one and then a mid morning one, an afternoon one, and then a late afternoon one. Right. And so the Body by Beignets girls actually wrote it twice in one day.
Uh-huh.
So if you're on top of it and have an alarm set, you can get a virtual queue spot pretty easily. We just had no idea that's what they were doing. So
many rules on the East Coast, eh?
Yeah.
Didn't pan out with Rise, apparently, for you guys, too. You talked about that.
No, we didn't get one for Rise either. But Body by Beignets did, and that's exciting because they had never been before. So
really?
I did see, I think that they're not running the BB-8 show scene right now, too, I saw on someone's story, because obviously you're in a room.
Small room.
Yeah, exactly. So they're not doing that. And I think it's like one party per... or maybe up to four parties per destroyer ship. Scene where you're like being transported.
The transport thing.
They're loading way less people on that right now. Too.
I was about to say,
They didn't expect a pandemic when they built this thing, did they?
Several tight rooms of people. They weren't prepared.
It's that.
What's Haunted Mansion like? Is Haunted Mansion must be like that too, then, because that elevator.
So I saw yesterday, because Disneyland is doing their soft opens, and you have to run the elevator at Disneyland because that's the only way to get down to that ride. In Disney World, the ceiling lifts to give you that illusion of an elevator. So in Disney World, they're just having you walk through the elevator scene. You don't get to do it. But in Disneyland, they have to do it. So that's kind of a bonus, I think. But it seems like they're doing like two to four parties within the Haunted Mansion elevator in Disneyland right now. But that was actually, so that wait time was posted at 45 minutes. And I think it took us 20 minutes to get on the ride.
Okay.
So the wait times are actually very nice right now. I wish that they wouldn't go back to Fast Pass. I know that they will, but that was kind of a bonus to just be able to wait in a line and get on and not have a bunch of people cutting in front of you, basically.
Yeah, Fast Pass.
And the extended queue for the Haunted Mansion was really cool because they bring you down by the water right now and into like a dock area that's always closed off. I think it's just a cast member area mostly.
Right on.
And so once we got down to the water, we looked back and we were looking up at the Mark Twain, which I've never seen a view of the Rivers of America that close and personal with the Mark Twain. So, or is that the name of their riverboat? That's Disneyland's. I don't know if it's called the Mark Twain. And
the Liberty Bell.
Liberty Bell. Had no idea.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Big riverboat, whatever the name of it is.
The Columbia? No, come on.
No, that's the pirate ship one.
There you go. See, we're not very good at this game. If you know the name of the boat, let us know here at what's up at Wheeling Theme Parks. I gotta ask. We had our friend Alessa from That Disney Girl on, and we talked about like the pandemic version of the parks. As far as magical wise, did you feel that too? Like you've been there when it's popping at 100%. Did it feel a little bit less magical? You're missing show scenes. Things aren't open. All the restaurants are there. I know you're like the most positive person I know. So we're probably going to still get a positive answer. But like, could you feel some of that magic wasn't there? There was some things that I really wish this was here, but we could do this and we can't just because of the situation.
Yeah, you're really missing the street atmosphere. And I'm kind of not really sure why they can't add the bands back in because I don't know a lot of people that congregate around that kind of thing. You're kind of just walking past it anyway.
Yeah.
So that and the Dapper Dans are happening way less and obviously at a distance. Like we saw them once on the trolley car and they go by you so fast that you don't really like get a chance to watch them perform. Their sets are way shorter. You're definitely missing that. I was missing the fireworks big time.
You can't shout out your phone number to the Dapper Dans because they go by too fast.
I'm a Disneyland Dapper Dan gal.
Sorry.
Yeah. Not these scrubs in Florida. Get out of here.
What, I'm going to like date long distance across a country? Like
Dapper Dans, more like Crapper Dans over Florida.
Shame.
I have my specific Dapper Dan crushes and they are in Disneyland.
The real Dapper Dans.
Oh,
not those
boy.
Faker Dapper Dans.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I think you could. There was definitely some missing magic, but I think they're trying to make up for it in other ways. Like the character interactions are really cute now. I feel like you're getting a lot more of that than just waiting in line to take a picture with them. Like,
oh, great.
I was walking to go meet the girls. I was in my sequin dress, and it was like about to be sunset. So it was very sparkly at that moment. And a bunch of characters were out, and they literally all made a comment as I walked by about my dress and my aww. Mickey bag that I had bedazzled. Yeah. So it was, you know, Peter Pan's like, oh, that's more sparkly than any of the treasure in Neverland. And then Gaston said something inappropriate. So that's like a lot more fun than I think it normally is.
Yeah,
than just waiting. And I mean, you can have that interaction, but it's kind of cool to do it in a big crowd in a way. So some of the magic was more magical. And then some of it, a lot of it is you're like, oh, I'm kind of missing this and missing people's joy. Even just seeing that because of the masks is like a little bit hard, but
yeah.
Again, being at Disney is better than not being at Disney. So yep. I'll take that over.
Yeah, totally.
Not being there.
You got a favorite thing you ate there while you were, know, hoofing all day in the heat?
Definitely that croissant sandwich in the boulangerie in France was the highlight for me. And we also had a violet lemonade from one of the,
yes.
And it was so good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was delicious.
And you did you have
tell me what was inside? I'm so hungry right now. Tell me what was inside the croissant sandwich and like speak slow. You know? Okay,
so it was a very crispy, buttery croissant, and it had ham and three kinds of white cheeses. So I think there was a Parmesan, there was a Gruyere. I forget what the third. I think the third one might have just been a little bit of cream cheese, and then they
brie. No, cream cheese. Okay.
Oh, it could have been brie. Yeah,
it's probably brie. French don't do cream.
I was so like in a cheese coma that I couldn't even tell you now what was in it, but Magnifique. I think that was the gist. Mm-hmm. And they asked us if we wanted it heated up. I don't know why you would say no to that. A cold one probably would be good, but we had it heated up and it was melty and.
Yeah.
Delicious.
No wonder you wanted part two, eh? For brekkie? Because that sounds like a perfect breakfast.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
Ooh.
So I think that was the favorite.
Yeah.
And
you had your first night
just
blossom.
Just being
though, too,
in Skipper
right?
Canteen was wonderful. And I loved that atmosphere. It was a really good meal, but I think it was heightened by being in like that sea environment.
Yes, yes. So. Yeah, I saw a lot of pics. I saw the fezzes and all the cool, like, old school photos on the wall. And very cool, yeah. Sea's about to blow up, so you know all about that. So, yeah, we talked about, I think we covered everything. Is it about everything?
I think so,
yeah. So, listen, Miriam just comes back from Florida. We know she's a Disneyland gal. And this begs the question, Miriam, which park do you like better, Disneyland or the Magic Kingdom? Why don't we talk about it when we come right back on the We Like Theme Parks, a Power to Cast.
Segment time.
It's double segment time, and the segment is about something really important. Disneyland or the Magic Kingdom. Dun, 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 dun. I wish I had an effect for that, but instead you got me singing it. Miriam, we know you're a Disneyland gal. Mark and I, we're kind of East Coasters. We get out, well, maybe.
Oh, hey,
yeah, maybe you get out to, well, you kind of really are down the middle there, Mark. No.
I have been to Disneyland far more than I've been to Disney World. I've been to Disneyland a lot.
Okay.
I have been to Disney World.
Okay, so I'm on the island. I'm the Disney World guy, and you're the Landers. Okay. So now that you just, it's fresh in your mind, the whole Magic Kingdom experience, and obviously you know like every nook and cranny of Disneyland, I want to know which park do you think is superior and why, and then I might tell you why you're crazy. Let's hear about it.
Disneyland, 100%, is the superior park.
How so?
In every possible way.
Wow, every possible way.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Like, I think you're going to throw at me that Disneyland is smaller. Who cares? Because it's smaller, they put way more detail in it. I think the problem with Disney World that I find is it's big for no reason. Mm. Like, you're walking so much and you're getting nowhere all the time. I feel like there's definitely some shining moments in Disney World, but for the most part, I just find it to be a little bit bland. Too big for no reason and not as detailed as Disneyland. So
interesting.
Those are my complaints. I also think the food is much better at Disneyland than Disney World. Mm-hmm. And that's a big component of my Disney park experience.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You got to eat. Yeah. Mark, how about you? Would you agree with Miriam?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I know that's going to surprise some people, but last time I was at Disney World, I thought to myself, I'm having a lot of fun. I really like it here, but a lot of the same things. And I thought to myself, you know what? I think I like Disneyland better. I literally said that out loud while I was walking through the Magic Kingdom. Now, there are parts of Disney World that are stunning and you can't get anywhere else. Like Pandora's Animal Kingdom, period. Mm-hmm. All of Animal Kingdom. But, you know, now that, you know, Galaxy's Edge is on both coasts, so it's not like you're missing out. If they only put Galaxy's Edge in Florida, I would have a much harder time. There's no Indiana Jones. And I love that ride. Like, yeah, I really love that ride.
There's a dinosaur, you know what I mean?
No, get
okay,
out
but
of here.
We're now dinosaur see we're expanding. This was a Disneyland versus Magic Kingdom discussion.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, okay. So if it's Disney, if it's just Disneyland versus Magic Kingdom, no. Disneyland. Yeah. There's no. The conversation is like done because I'm factoring in all these other parts and pieces.
Yeah, sure.
But no, if it's just Magic Kingdom versus just Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say Disneyland. Yes, please.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
The original, I don't know what it is. I walk down, I'm not going to speak on anybody else's thing, but I walk down Main Street at Disneyland and it has a different feeling to me. And maybe it's because as a little kid, that's where I went more often. Maybe it's because that's the original and we all know it in our hearts. I have no idea, but yeah. For sure. What were you going to say, Chris? I don't mean
please jump in anytime. For me.
Okay. Well, then I'll also say. No, I'm just kidding.
I do have several points after you tell us your thing, but.
Well, why don't we jump right into points? Because I have points too. Maybe we can have like point for point. We can slug it out.
Point counterpoint.
Point counterpoint.
Okay.
I mean, you know what? I should have said that I was down the middle so that I could have been like the referee.
Yeah.
I changed my mind. I changed my vote. I'm down the middle. I like them both evenly. Okay. Now you guys go.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's swing some punches here.
I think we should start with Main Street USA.
Okay.
Okay.
Main Street in Magic Kingdom is so boring. There is absolutely nothing to look at there. I felt like the streets were way too wide. Like, and I get it, there's more people, but it's like, there's nothing going on. Like, I feel like the windows aren't as decorative or beautiful. There isn't as many cool, just random doors that don't go anywhere. They don't have that little cutout for the produce cart that I like. Their Starbucks is less magical.
Like, keep literally. It going.
Wow.
What a beatdown.
That is the ultimate burn. Like,
your Starbucks doesn't have that cutout.
Sorry. Magic Kingdom got rinsed today. Yeah. Unreal. Your Starbucks is less magical.
It is. The line was way longer.
But that's a rough critique though, right? Wow. Like if that's where it's at, like that's a bad look on Disney World, on Magic Kingdom specifically. If it's like, if we're talking about, and you know what else? Mm-hmm. Your Starbucks is less magical.
Way more corporate than the most corporate thing in Disneyland.
Okay. So do you have any points for Magic Kingdom or are you completely throwing it under the bus?
No, I have some good points, but it started my disappointment. Started with Main Street. Okay. And I gotta say, and if you have things you like about that Main Street better than our Main Street, I'm all ears. But I mean, just even starting with, there's no apartment in the fire department. Like, you don't have Walt's light there.
Nostalgia
starting
factor.
Right there is a bummer.
Yeah. It's hard to argue. It's the original, right? So it's hard to really like, there is a feeling when you go to Disneyland that is like, this is where it started. You know, there is something magical, even more magical than the Magic Kingdom when you walk into the place. But I don't know. Listen, everyone likes where they come from. You know what I mean? Like, and I came from Magic Kingdom. That was the park I knew when I was growing up. Not Disneyland. And I loved it.
I went to them equal amounts as a child. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that can be an argument.
I don't know. You like live down the street from one and you have to like travel to the other one. So
I grew up in Colorado. Well, okay. I traveled to both.
Well, all right. You know, maybe a West Coast, East Coast. Well, hold on a second. So let me tell you what I think about the Magic Kingdom. All right. I'm going to throw some swings. Is that cool? Here's some punches. All right.
Oh, well, okay. So I was going to go land by land, but.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's do that. Let's go land by land. Okay. So what's.
So you have nothing about Main Street that you like. I get it. Their Main Street is not as.
I kind of agree about Main Street. Sure. Here, Main Street is better.
I will say they obviously having a bigger castle, that moment of seeing the castle has a bigger impact in Disney World.
Yeah. Better but castle.
Nope. I'm about to take a point away because that new paint job is terrible. I wanted to be on board with that paint job so bad. You don't even know. I was like, it's cool that they did something new. And then seeing it, they tried to differentiate it from our beautiful pink and blue thing that we have at Sleeping Beauty Castle. But what they did to make it different is they made it less pink. They made it like a matte pearl pink. Yeah. So it's a little bit darker than ours. It is so not photogenic anymore. It just looks like it is so bland. It just blends into everything. Yeah. Every picture you guys have seen on Instagram, people are filtering the crud out of those photos to make that castle look pretty.
Yeah.
Because in person, it has absolutely no eye appeal anymore.
Hmm.
It's a huge bummer.
Okay. Wow. All right. So why don't you keep trucking through your lands then, you know? Why don't you just rip that Band-Aid
off? And there's
right
something
off.
Cute about a small castle. I like our small castle. Disagree. We don't need a big castle.
No, I need a big castle. Keep going.
Okay.
Sure.
We'll go to Adventureland next. We'll take your route that you normally like to go through the park.
Hey, I'm in Adventureland.
I do not dig their Adventureland at all.
What?
Pick a theme. Like, it's part Agrabah, part jungle. I don't even get it. Yeah. It's just putting that desert landscape in the middle of all the jungle just breaks it all up for me, and I don't think it looks pretty.
Well, you're forgetting about the pirate part, too. You got that.
Yeah, I guess, but it's all kind of it just doesn't seem, I don't know. It seemed kind of depressing to me to go through there.
Depressing?
Like it felt like a desert. And I don't really want to go through a desert. It's already hot out. And
wow.
I don't know.
That's my favorite land. I love that land.
I think you're thinking of the Disneyland Adventureland. You love it. Because guess what? Disneyland Adventureland is completely themed out. It has a 1940s feel everywhere you go.
Yeah.
They changed the Jungle Cruise to tie in with Indiana Jones, which I love. And then our treehouse makes sense there.
Yep.
It's all jungle. And then they put our pirates where a pirate should go in a different area. Because that pirates has nothing to do with
the jungle.
With the jungle or the desert.
I don't disagree with any of that. I mean, you know.
And that freaking carpet ride is just a pain in the butt to get around when you're trying to get a Dole Whip.
Well, you're talking about traffic. I mean, Adventureland in Disneyland is notorious for it being like a bottleneck. That's the worst.
Okay.
That's all I got. But that's all I got. I got the bottleneck, but that's about it.
There's no Little Man of the Magic Kingdom house in your Adventureland. Mm-hmm. There's no, I mean, I do prefer your Jungle Cruise. I will say that, but that's it.
Well, you could almost argue that a lot of the rides at Magic Kingdom are a little plussed. They're a little plus because they were the second,
Hard disagree, but
okay. Well, let's get into it. Like there's, do you still want to go land by land? I kind of did an overall thing. Okay, so let's get out of Adventureland. Let's get into Frontierland.
I have a problem with Frontierland only because I think Liberty Square and Frontierland are the same. It's the same theming to me.
Okay.
Like, so I don't like that there's no discernible difference between the storefronts in Adventureland or in Frontierland and Liberty Square. They all just bleed into one another, and a lot of them feel like absolutely useless, like they aren't actually stores or things you can go into.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I just think it's like all kind of a bland area. Not having New Orleans Square or something different than Frontierland, I think, was a huge mistake.
I don't think you can call it bland. I just think it's not.
Oh, God, it's so bland.
What you have. I think it's cowboys, and I think there's Colonial, and I think it's cool. I think it's fun. You can't just say it's bland because it might not feel as cohesive as something that you're used to. I don't think that's fair.
I think it's bland.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Like it all looks the same. So it makes Frontierland feel like it goes on forever and doesn't need to.
Oh my goodness.
Also that Haunted Mansion should be a colonial style house. And instead it's this like brick. Mm-hmm.
Brick house?
Yeah.
As sung by Cameo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brick house?
I love the Haunted Mansion there. I think it's great, but the outside of it makes no sense in either land. It should have like a colonial style house theme to it. And instead it's, I don't know what that is. It almost looks like an asylum.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
It's a traditional haunted house, man. Like, people question.
But ours, like, fits with the theme of.
Yeah, it fits New with Orleans the theme, Square, but it doesn't fit with a haunted house. Like, that was always the thing. Walt was like, I don't want it to look like a haunted house. I want it to be like this antebellum estate. And people are like, well, how are they going to know it's haunted? Oh, well, don't worry. What was his line? We'll keep the outsides nice.
I want a theme for the house while it is also haunted.
What's wrong with the theme of spooky house spooky house?
It doesn't fit in with Liberty Square.
Hold on. Did you just say that Walt Disney wanted the house to look like Lady Antebellum's house?
No, it's
I didn't realize that Lady Antebellum was making music that far back.
You know what I'm saying. There was that line he said about, we'll keep it like pretty outside so the guys inside can, you know, do what they do. Anyway, whatever. I don't know the line. I'm not a Disney historian. I'm just a guy who knows that what a haunted house looks like, and it looks like the one in Florida, and it looks great. And it is tricked out with
I like the way it looks. It does not fit in with Liberty Square.
Okay, fine. But you know what? It's a better haunted mansion. So
hard pass. I don't agree.
That's a strong statement too.
You guys much don't better. Have a hat box ghost. You
there it is.
It's coming.
You don't get the Christmas overlay.
I don't want the Christmas overlay.
You have a slightly better queue than us. That doesn't.
We have additional showrooms.
You have a non-functioning elevator.
No. We have additional showrooms. We have the interactive queue. Trust me, it is the superior haunted mansion in my view.
No. I don't know. Hatbox Ghost alone sort of tips it for
That's
me.
That's one animatronic. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it'll be in the Florida at some point. Well,
they would have done it by now.
For what, 5 years now? Yeah. They would have put it in.
I thought that too. When they put the Hatbox Ghost in California, I was like, well, it's coming to Florida. And it just hasn't.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I'm kind of surprised, to be honest. I am a bit surprised at that.
Well,
so what do you like about Frontierland and Liberty Square?
I mean, I really don't care for it much, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I love Haunted Mansion.
I'm forgetting. Our Big Thunder is way better than the Big Thunder there. We have like, they redid the cave area. So you feel like you're having a cave in during the thing. It goes faster.
I don't know if it goes faster. It's the other one is longer. The Florida one is longer.
Yes, but you didn't like put shorter. In any of, they haven't done any of the work to up the effect like they did in Disneyland.
Yeah. The update is very cool. In the explosion scene. That's really awesome. And this theming is different. One's a flood. One's an earthquake. Yeah. They're kind of at par. I would give a slight advantage to Disneyland, but you know, it's still great. I don't know. I wouldn't say that Disneyland's is that much better, but
I feel like that's two or three major points now that Chris has conceded and said, yeah, that one's better in Disneyland, but I like this and this and this. But you're right. That one's a little better.
You know, I organized my notes differently. I did a full thing.
We'll go with your organization now. However you want to go.
I'm just going to cruise through my notes. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm being like, actually, trying to be subjective, so I'll throw that out there as opposed to
debatable. Doesn't feel like it. Love everything. We need to talk. I'm sorry. We'll go through your notes.
Are we going to go through my notes?
The Fantasyland in the Magic Kingdom is so. I just can't with that Fantasyland.
It's a new Fantasyland. Ours is new. It's beautiful.
It's not good. There's rides in there.
There's two rides. What are you talking about? Seven Dwarves Mine Train, sucker. You ain't got one.
That's so not great. Overhyped.
What do you mean
that
it's overhyped?
Not a great ride. Way overhyped. I agree.
I mean,
it barely moves, and there is like two animatronics in the whole thing.
Dude, my kid loves that ride. She thinks it's awesome. Yeah, it is a coaster for kids.
Your kid is also going to grow up and realize it's not that
good. Ouch.
Your kid's going to go to Disneyland and ride our brand new, beautiful Snow White and be like, yeah, this is a way better ride.
I don't know. She likes coasters.
Yeah, I don't have to wait 2 hours for it.
No, she's going to ride Tron, and she's going to be like, hello, this is a ride. That's my kid right there. Yeah.
I rode Seven Dwarfs Mine Train for the first time, and I waited, I think, 20 minutes to get on that ride. Maybe half an hour tops, because I was doing the nighttime villains event, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, Abby and I looked at each other and went, glad I didn't wait 3 hours for that. That was what we said.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a fine ride if you want to wait 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But if you wait 3 hours for that ride or an hour and a half for that ride.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let's take a step.
An hour and a half wait, and we've never ridden it again because it was like, why did we wait like that?
Listen, I'm not going to disagree with that point because When I first went on a ride, the first thing I said when I got off it was, that's it. That's a short coaster. That is a short coaster. I think it's fun. I think how it sways and moves is cool. I like the little show scene in the mine. The thing at the end was fine. Like, it was great. My kid really loved it. So I see the impact, but it was really short.
Your kid has bad taste, right?
No.
Your kid just hasn't ridden our Snow White ride. She doesn't know that there's a better Snow White ride out there.
She likes coasters. My kid likes thrills. So she'd be like, this thing's slow, Daddy. When is it going to pick up? I don't know. Miriam told you to go on.
It was The Scary Adventures of Snow White. It's pretty thrilling.
I don't know. I don't even know if it's still scary since they changed it. We'll have to see.
It is.
But let me take a step back. I want to take a big step back. And here I'll say this. So as you know, you've got two parks in California. You got four in Florida. What Disneyland does, it does so well, is that they don't have a lot of room. So they use every inch of that park. They stuff it. So how many more attractions are there in Disneyland than Magic Kingdom? A lot, right?
Way more.
Yeah, there's a lot more.
But why is Magic Kingdom so big if they're not going to put the same amount of attractions in?
The Prospect of Tomorrow. It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
They never do that.
What are you talking about? Are you getting we got a Tron coming. We got stuff coming down the pipe. It's going to be fantastic.
One new thing in the last 50 years?
Oh, 50. Come on, please. The Magic Kingdom is blessed with size. And yeah, it just feels bigger and grander. But you can't argue with the nostalgia factor. And you can't argue with the fact that Disneyland economizes on every little speck of space they have. And so much that they do all these wild renovations to just create space. Like, we're going to move this Planet Potters out of the way because of congestion, it's pretty impressive what they do. But you don't worry about that stuff at Magic Kingdom because there's just a lot more space.
Why would I want to go to a park that has more space and less to do?
I don't know, because it's picturesque. It's easier to get around. You know, it's not stuffy. I'm just saying, like, a lot of people like yourself, they take a lot of pictures. They want those vistas, and you get them at the Magic Kingdom because there's a little bit more space. You got some elbow room. People like that. Also, I'm just throw out there, there's something to be said about the resort vibe, about having that week-long vacation, about coming from a hotel, the ferry experience, which you don't get on Disneyland, which is cool, that idea that you're really traveling to this, like, mystical place. Don't rub your face with your hand. Don't do that.
I think you're comparing apples to oranges.
I am. They're different
you're
parks.
You're talking about resorts. We were talking about Magic Kingdom.
But I'm talking about the experience as it relates to the park, and I think there's something to be said about that, because Disneyland is like a day trip. It's a two-day, it's a weekend adventure. You don't go there for a week. You go to the two parks.
Or you could be me and you go for 11 days.
And write a very
bad screenplay.
Very bad screenplay, right. But they're different. I think that a lot of the rides there have been plussed because they have the space to pluss it, and because, listen, the Disneyland ones are usually the first crack. We're going to take our first swing over here. Boom, it comes to Magic Kingdom. They add a show scene. They have a little bit more room to express themselves. They do a little bit more. They got things like Country Bears and Critter Country. That's different. Obviously, we talked about Mine Train. We got Tron coming. I think it's amazing. I have not yet said that this park is better. I'm just saying it's very great. Mm-hmm. On the flip-flop, I'm coming to the flip-flop. The food in Disneyland is so superior. It's like next level superior. We already talked about how well they economize. Indiana Jones is one of my favorite rides. It's the best.
Unreal.
The fact that you have the classic attractions that you can't find on the East Coast, Matterhorn, Mr. Toad's, even the subs, the submarines, guys. Like, I know nobody likes riding them, but I just like knowing that it's there, that it's still there. I just like it. It makes me feel good. That was Walt.
I do like to look at them from afar.
Yeah, looks beautiful. It's like Walt's Nautical Fleet, and I love that it's there. I know this is, again, you're cheating. You're talking about stuff that's I love the fact that I can get a really cheap hotel across the street. I can get a Howard Johnson for like $140 a night across the street, you know, 5-minute walk. Love that. But there's just, I feel like both parks are, and I think you said it, Miriam, I think they're different. I think they're totally different. And it's really hard to say this one is better than this one, because a lot of times this attraction isn't going into Magic Kingdom because they need an attraction in Animal Kingdom. They need an attraction at Epcot. They have to spread the wealth around, and that's why it's not in the Magic Kingdom. So it's hard to, like, penalize the Magic Kingdom for the fact that it doesn't have some of the rides that Disneyland has. It's tough.
You said penalize.
I said penalize. You're penalizing them.
I disagree, because I don't think that those dark rides take up a huge footprint. They can't, because there's so many in our Fantasyland at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Put some more of those in Magic Kingdom. I don't understand why there's like three things to do in the Fantasyland there. And what they did with Small World there is hideous. what is that? Like, we didn't even write it because it's so ugly to look at from the outside.
Come on. Oh. It's lovely. It
is garbage.
It's fine. I agree. So Disneyland is
the construction
prettier.
Done? Because I'm not up to date on the construction. So is it all...
It looks like a big warehouse with like Renaissance fair stuff around it. It doesn't have like the beautiful clock facade. You don't see that until you're going into the ride on the boat. So from the outside, it's literally just a building with like weird Renaissance flags on it.
And it's not under construction? It was under construction when I was there.
It was under construction.
No, it's done. That's the finished product.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Yeah.
It's terrible. I don't understand what that is or why they did that.
It's just the layout of Fantasyland in that section. That was the old school section. Yeah,
quit making excuses for this
thing. I'm going to make excuses because I got to say, I love
the... all the things to do in there.
But how beautiful is, like, they put in the Beast's Castle and the restaurant there and the
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
And let's not forget the, I don't know what it's called.
Tangled Bathrooms, yeah.
Tangled Bathrooms.
That's cool. Exciting.
What about the story time with, is it Belle? Yeah, story time with Belle, the Enchanted... story time with Belle, whatever it's called. They did a lot of really cool things in that area and it looks really great. So they'll be like, Fantasyland stinks.
To do.
I think they didn't take out things. What did they get rid of? They got rid of the boats. They got rid of the 20,000 Leagues for Ariel, Ariel's Undersea Adventure.
They got rid of Snow White. They got rid of, I just don't understand. Put more dark rides back there. It feels like a lot of wasted space. They got rid of Toontown and what is back there now? Another Dumbo ride?
It's the whole circus thing. It's fine. The Barnstormer's back there. There's a big restaurant. They doubled down on Dumbo. I mean, it's fun. My kids loved it. I mean, the water, the kind of splash pad.
I guess, but Toontown is so cute, and that's where we like to take a ton of pictures too. And you got rid of all of that, so now there's no Mickey representation in that park at all.
Toontown,
which I think is a huge mistake.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really into character meet and greets, which I think are maybe even bigger on the West Coast, then yeah, Toontown's your jam, man. Like it's just meet and greet.
I mean,
central.
Even just the buildings in there are cute, and we have the Roger ride, and then we're going to have Mickey and Minnie's, which I understand is in Hollywood Studios, but...
And let's not forget the Go-Go Gadget Coaster.
It all started
coaster.
With a mouse, and they took the mouse out of the park. I just think that's weird, and why did they do that?
And then they gave the mouse the most grandiose attraction ever at a different park.
In a different park that isn't Magic Kingdom. It's dumb.
It's not dumb.
Walt is in the Magic Kingdom. You can feel him there, and they took away his thing. I just think it's strange, I don't like it.
I think here's my verdict. I think both of them are great. I enjoy both of them. I think they're different. I think there is a nostalgia factor about Disneyland, but I wouldn't be like, man, Disneyland is so much better than Magic Kingdom. I don't feel that way 100%. I just feel like they're different experiences. I love those old school attractions, and that's what puts it over for me at Disneyland. Love Matterhorn, love the subs, love Indy, but I feel like the attractions that they both share are better at Magic Kingdom. I said it, you know? The food, the food.
Not Pirate. You don't think Pirates is better.
No, not Pirates.
Pirates. I'm agreeing with you. I said not Pirates. Yeah, I agree with you. Pirates is not as good.
So we can agree on that one.
Yeah, man. Listen, I'm being subjective. I'm being reasonable.
And I'll say this. I'll say this to flip-flop back and forth in favor of Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
There is no Carousel of Progress.
That's true. I was going to mention that's one of their shining stars for sure. Yeah. I do enjoy the People Mover, even though it was closed while we were there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah, it's been closed. It was closed for a year and then just opened last weekend.
Yeah, like a few days ago. It stinks.
Ouch. That means I just we bookended this sort of like pandemic time a little bit.
I mean, you missed Mickey and Minnie's by
3 days.
We
missed the People Mover by about 4 days. Ugh, so
bummer.
That's a bummer. I mean, I feel bad coming down this hard on Magic Kingdom. It's just like, it doesn't feel quite as magical. It feels big for no reason. And there are things that I like for sure. I think the Splash Mountain there is better than ours. And, but like, why don't they have music on Space Mountain? I don't get it. Like some of the corners they cut just feel a little bit weird to me. Okay. And they definitely didn't detail it out as much because they made it so big. But now they have the time. Why not start doing that?
I wonder, and this isn't me knowing, this is just me speculating. I wonder if it's a money thing. I wonder if it's the East Coast has money for four parks And the West Coast has the same money for two parks. You know what I mean? So maybe.
But I would argue that Epcot and Animal Kingdom are as detailed as Disneyland. So why aren't they doing that with Hollywood Studios and the Magic Kingdom?
Well, I think they were that when Animal Kingdom came out, like initially, it was the most ambitious part. It was the Joe Rohde park. So everything Joe Rohde touches is like so like thorough, you know? So it's the most thorough park, you know, along with Epcot. And
but now they have that blueprint. So why are we being lazy with two of these parks?
Are they being lazy with Hollywood Studios? I think they're reinvigorating Hollywood Studios.
I think they got a lot to figure out over there. I hope that they're turning it around because everything but Galaxy's Edge is kind of a nonsense time.
Oh.
And I do fear.
What? Agreed. No.
Yeah.
The
park is a mishmash. It's confusion of a park.
Well. Yeah.
What is the theme of that park? What is happening?
This is definitely a gestation
Hollywood
kind of
Tower
stage.
Tower is one thing, and then Toy Story is one thing, and then the random streets of New York. What is that? And then they don't know what the heck they're doing with Indiana Jones, that whole stage show. Star Tours is removed from Galaxy's Edge.
This is a weird period, but they're working through it. You can see that they're working through it. It's becoming, this is IP park. It's going to be full of different lands for IP, but you know, they can't shut down the whole park. They got to work through it. So
basically have shut down all of Epcot. So why not?
Well,
that's true. They did.
That's what's shut down there
for the construction festival. Come on,
yeah, it's wild. Like we couldn't even make it into Future World because there's like no direct path there anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say, guys, at the end of the day, it's hard for me to just pick one, so I won't. I'm gonna pull a mark and just say I love them both. They're both great.
And here's the thing,
the nostalgia for me is going to the Magic Kingdom. Like that's my childhood park that my parents would take me to, that we would drive from Pompano Beach to Orlando with, you know, mom and dad. That and now I make my pilgrimages there because it meant a lot to me. I take my kids because that's what my parents did for me. Going to California is just like, whoa, this is old school. It feels like as a Disney fan, it's like the Mecca where I'm like learning about the history and seeing the old school rise and seeing Walt's apartment. And I can compartmentalize
it. But it's not just a museum. I feel like you're treating it as if it's a museum and has like no fun to offer.
Oh, it's a ton of fun.
Crazy fun and really beautiful. Yep. They're keeping up those old spaces. So you're not going into everything and thinking like this is ancient and they need to do something.
Yeah, they're both great. Yeah. 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 I like them both. So I vote for both. Can I do that? I'm pulling a mark. And Mark, I don't know if you're the judge or if you're going to vote or like pick, but how are you feeling?
I rule that the best park is Tokyo Disney Sea.
I agree.
How about that?
That is correct. Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've had the debate and the winner is Tokyo Disney Sea.
I think they're all great. This is what I was going to say before that, you know, if you're telling me, listen, you get a free trip to Disney World.
Yeah.
What am I? I'm not going to say no.
No.
You know what I mean? But you can only go to Magic Kingdom. Hmm. Okay, I'll still take it.
Yeah, I'd still take it.
Like,
it's great.
Still happy to be there. Like, yes. Don't get me wrong, but
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Mark. You have a choice. Here's a plane ticket. You're either going to one or the other. Mm-hmm. One vacation. It's an East Coast vacation or a West Coast vacation to Disney. Which one are you taking?
But you can only go to Magic Kingdom.
No. You get a trip.
That wasn't what this task was.
No, we've already voted, Miriam. We've already said what park we think is better. I'm asking Mark a question. About which vacation he'd rather take. That's all I'm doing.
Okay. So wait. So are there caveats? Am I allowed to go to the other parks?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Okay. Then I will say the reason I will go to Florida.
Thank you.
Is because of Universal Studios.
Oh, okay. That's
because if you want to have a conversation that's going to be cut and dry for me, Universal Studios Florida versus Universal Studios California.
Fair.
That is no comparison.
Yeah.
What a joke of a park. And I mean, that's very funny. When I'm there, I'm for sure going to go.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's there anymore. But the last time I went through Backdraft, the tour guide was, I mean, he wasn't even trying.
Yeah.
He was just leading us through room, and he just kept saying, "Don't worry, guys, soon we're going to see some fire." And he would get right into the microphone and go, "Fire." Like, right into the mic. And I'm like, this, he's not talking about the movie. He's not doing any of the script that he's supposed to do. He's just saying, yeah, yeah, I know. We got to be literally saying the words, yeah, yeah, I know. We just got to be in this room. We can look around at stuff. And then we're going to go to only two more rooms and then fire. And then we finally get to the last room where the fire happens and he goes, who's ready for fire? And everybody's like, yeah, I guess that's what we've been waiting for. And then he presses a button, everything lights on fire, and then he's like, thank you for coming to Backdraft. I was like, what a waste of time. This sucked so bad. What is this? And this tour guide was the worst, but also kind of the best. like he very clearly told us what he liked.
Yeah. You know?
Yes.
I think anyway, it kind of reminds me of the story. I think I was, if you told this one, Mark, about like the people handling Fast and the Furious now, the attraction.
Oh, yes.
Who kind of went from like engaged and like really reinforcing the story and family. And now it's just like, it's just jokes. It's all like,
yeah,
whatever.
He's making fun of it.
Yeah, he's totally making fun of it. It's like, it's
yeah, cool. When I saw it, yeah, the guy was just me. He's like, but I thought you said I was family. Like he kept saying family over and over again. And I was like, you're doing a bit.
You're
like,
doing a bit. Yeah,
you're counting how many times you could say family right now.
Yeah.
And then, cause there's a moment where like, it's like, oh, you go to the next room. And he's like, hey, can I come with you guys? I thought we were family. All right. I'll just stay here. Family of one, and like just kept talking as people were walking away from him, and I'm crying laughing. I'm looking at him like, great job, you're doing great, you're making this very funny what you're doing.
Chicken salad, is that what it is? I gotta tell you, I still love going onto the Universal website and seeing that attraction gets 3 out of 5 stars. Like they rank their own attraction and it's one of the lowest, which kudos to them for like being honest. Yeah, being real. This one kind of sucks, guys. Sorry. It's a 3.
What does Jimmy Fallon rank? Because
it's like a 3.5 or a 4. Dude,
you're out of your mind.
No,
you're out of your mind.
Go on the website.
Is infinitely better than Jimmy Fallon. And I want to say that they both suck. But if we are putting them like head to head competition, Fast and the Furious versus Jimmy Fallon, at the very least, I can say Fast and the Furious is ironically hilarious.
Okay, I think we have a segment which is the best of the worst rides, and we're gonna have to put that together for another show.
Oh, okay, well here's the end of it. Fast and the Furious. What a hilarious hunk of junk.
We'll put a pin in this and we're going to save it for another day. But for right now, let's say bye, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in today, friends. If you had a good time, rate, review, and subscribe. Say it with me. Rate, review, and subscribe.
Subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe. It really helps us out when you do that kind of stuff. If you have a segment idea, you just want to say hey, you can DM us on Instagram or you can email us at whatsup@welikethemeparks.com. Do it. We want to talk to you. You can always find us on the Insta, or you can find us on the Magic of the Mouse radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 noon on Sundays. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast, well, that was composed by Mike Treblecock. You can check him out at
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
I'll be fast. For Miriam and Mark, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And
we like
theme parks.
We like theme parks. We like theme parks. We like theme parks. What if I just say it a bunch and hopefully one of those just lands at the same time as if we all just say it a lot really fast, it'll land.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. We like theme parks.
We like theme parks.
We like theme parks. We like theme parks.
I can't even say it. I'm going to bed.
Bye.